We go through many years of praying for so many others. And there comes a time in our life that we're the one standing in need of prayer. And that song tells it well, that we feel like our whole world has come tumbling down. And it's hard to praise the Lord when you feel like your world is caving in. But in the book of Psalms, 119th chapter, the Bible teaches us that we ought to praise the Lord for all that He has done. In the 119th chapter, and starting at verse 157 down through 164, David says it like this: "Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not the word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy love and kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love." And listen at this: "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." Stop reading there in verse 164. Today I'd like to bring to you a message that entitled, "We Can't Praise Him Enough." We can't praise him enough. David said, "When I consider all the things that I've gone through in my life, those that were persecuting him and his enemies." You know, the biggest enemy we have is the devil himself. And he comes to try to, as the scripture says, steal, kill, and destroy you and I and all of our hopes, our dreams for the future. And the things that God has given to us, he tries to take them away from us. As we get older, we realize that things of this world is not what brings us comfort and peace. It's the loving kindness of God that speaks to our hearts. And as Rachel and the kids were up here singing that song, "Jesus Loves Me," aren't you glad that He loves you so much that not just through death, but even in life, God shows up and blesses us, and we can't help but to look up and say, "Thank you, Lord." How many times a day do you praise Him for all that He has done for you? It's not just the big things, but it's the little things that we ought to praise Him for, because if God didn't bless us with them, consider how we would be. We would be destitute without God's blessings in our life. And yet we withhold the blessing and the praise that we owe unto Him. Seven times a day, David said, "I praise Him." And there's different theories or interpretations about that from the word, from many that look at that. And some would say that's impossible to be able to praise the Lord seven times a day. But there are times when God blesses me and for a day without pain or an hour, and I say, "Thank you, Lord." There's times when I can't figure something out and God opens up my mind and I look up and I say, "Thank you, Lord." Brother Ron, does saying "Thank you, Lord" constitute praise? I believe it does when it comes from your heart. And yet we've got so much that we're worried about, as David says here, with his enemies, and they're trying to take away his testimony, decline from his testimony. But he said, "But I saw all the transgressors, and I was grieved, and because they kept not the word of God." But yet, in all of that, I am not responsible for how you praise Him. You are not responsible for how I praise Him. But the Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And you say, Roger, was you not here when all the prayer requests were taken and heard all the things that's going on in so many people's lives? And Becky and I had a conversation this week, and we had to come to the reality that as we go through life, we are proceeding toward death. We're walking straight toward it. It's not behind us, but it's straight out in front of us somewhere. Every one of us has a day that we're going to leave this world. David said in a passage of scripture that the dead cannot praise the Lord, but the living. I want to praise him while I have my time here on this earth. Because, you see, he's been so good to me. Anybody else, the Lord been good to you? And we have a reason to praise him. I can't say that every day I praise him more than 7 times, but I say that there are some days, Brother Emerson, that I praise him even more than 7 times. When I hear a good report about one of you, I say, thank you, Lord. When I hear a good report about somebody getting a need in their life field, I say, thank you, Lord. Somebody that Rave that was in the hospital last week and had that problem with appendicitis, and now here he is sitting in the house of God. You know what I said when I pulled up in my heart? Becky and the kids didn't hear me, but I said, thank you, Lord, there's Ray's car. And I saw Wayne and Checky back again, and I said, thank you, Lord. I seen Janetta's white Ford out there, and I said, thank you, Lord. You see, there's so much to thank him for. You say, but we're going through so much. How can I praise him? If we look at the big picture, God has already blessed us more than what we deserve. Amen? And if he gives us another day, we ought to be praising him for the day that he's given to us. We ought to be like the little birds that I heard this morning. We ought to be singing our song of praise unto God, saying, thank you for all that you have given to me as I walk through this life and these in the many things. People say, well, David could sing these songs and praise the Lord because David had it made. He was king. Have you not read? David had troubles in his life also because of sin. And folks, can I be blunt with you on a Sunday morning? Sometimes the things we're going through is because of things we did in the past. Amen? We're paying for it. And you say, but I thought God forgave me. He forgave you of it, but the consequences are still there. Amen? You take some of these guys that played sports, and they played sports, and Robbie is a good example. And I've never used this for Robbie before, Sharon, but, you know, he was a big sports guy. And you take all those hits and you take all that falling down and all that running and all that exhaustion, and sooner or later, it's going to catch up with you. How many of you are bearing the consequences of the hard work and the things that you did to provide for your family through the years? But you know what? I believe in praise. We look at it and say, but I still work just as hard. I'd still go just as hard. And I believe this about many of you today. I believe that it's the old saying, we'd work tooth and nail to provide for our families no matter how hard it got. We would be there working, and yet we would thank God that we had a job to provide for our families. Amen. David said, I praise him for all that he has done for me. When I look at all that he has done, I can't help but say, thank you, Lord. Can I praise him one more time? You know, in times past, folks think about how God has blessed them and they began to praise. Can you see some of them old-time mothers doing that old Pentecostal dance? Shouting the praises of the Lord. Because you see, they went through the hard times. God blessed them. They were saved and on their way to heaven, and they was going to thank the Lord whether anybody else did or not. You know, I believe we need to have that same attitude. People want to go to church and sit on their hands and keep their mouth closed, let them go. But as for me and my house, can I get somebody to say, thank you, Lord? Lift up holy hands of praise unto God and say, Lord, I praise you for all that you've done. And if I've forgotten anything, Lord, I thank you for that also. Things that I didn't know about, dear Lord, I praise you for that, because had it not been for you, no telling where I'd be at today. Amen. He said that I praise him 7 times a day because of his judgments being righteous. He rejoiced at the word of God. This is the best tool we have against the enemy. Not your word, not my word. In fact, the men even said, the demons even said to Paul, we know, and Christ we know, but who are you? They're not afraid of me. The devil works against me just like he does you. He's on my back just like he's on your back. He's trying to destroy me just like he's trying to destroy you. But I have a sword that I can take. And when I open this and I began to read, from the foundation of the earth, the Lord loved me. When I read this and I find out that on a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered and died for my sins. When I read this and I find out ye are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves you. When I read this and he says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the victory today. I say, Lord, the doctors may say the report is dismal, but I say as long as I've got my faith, as long as I've got my praise, I can thank you and lift up your name and say, God, I know I don't deserve. I got to preach this morning if it's all right. I don't deserve for you to come by my house another time, but I'm begging, I'm pleading, I'm calling on you in my time of praise. You say, sounds like you're praying. We can pray. Praise God and say, Lord, I need you. Would you show up like you have in times past? Because we know what God is able to do, but yet we don't know it all. I know I've seen him perform miracles, and I praise him for it. I've seen some of our people so low that they could even hardly look up. But then the sweet Holy Spirit passes by. Oh, hallelujah. I'm thankful I've got something to praise him for this morning. When you feel the sweet presence of God in the midst, even though we may not say it with an audible voice, how many of you right now in your heart, you're saying, thank you, Lord. Lord, I praise you today. I praise you that you've given me this life. I praise you that you saved me and saved my children, saved my loved ones. Or if they're not saved, that God, I know you're still on the throne and you're still calling to them. And Lord, sooner or later, they'll have to answer that call that you sent to their life. And then Brother Wayne, I praise him because when I sung my last song and I prayed my last prayer, when I delivered my last message, I've got a home waiting for me. I've got a home waiting for me on the other side. Now, don't get me wrong. We had this conversation before church. I want to stay here as long as I can. As long as I'm in my right mind. And I don't say this to be comical, but this is the way I pray to God. I want to stay here as long as I'm able to be a help along this journey to others. And I don't want to go out the way I came in. You think about it. I don't want somebody feeding me, somebody changing me. You say, you're too modest. No, I don't want anybody to have that burden placed on them. I want to go out lifting up praise unto the Lord. Let me share this with you. I'll find a closing place. I've been at the bedside of some that left here praising Him as they was taking their last breath. I went over to the hospice center. Sister Mossy Meadows, I'll never forget it as long as I'm in my right mind. I went there to try to be of help to Brother Lindell. And I walked in and she was there in her last hours. She was one of those Holy Ghost Pentecostal shouters. She started that little dance and you knew. She was like a teapot. You knew any minute she was going to let it go. She was a praiser. I went over there to see her to try to lift them up. And when I went in and Lindell said, Roger's here to see you. And it wasn't but a few minutes. She started raising that hand and it started shaking. She couldn't speak, but oh, she was praising the Lord even in her dying hours. How many of you today, I want to go out praising Him just like she did. When I draw my last breath, I preached at a funeral service many years ago where they said that he was waving goodbye and the Lord laid it upon my heart. I didn't know about all the particulars of his passing, but the Lord laid it upon my heart from the book of Revelations that Brother Charlie Bays is who I'm referring to, Sister Vi. That the Lord laid up on my heart that sometimes we think they're waving goodbye to us. But oh, I don't think so. When a redeemed of God leaves here, I believe they're saying, hello, I'm on my way. Oh, somebody ought to shout this morning. I'm on my way. Just a few more minutes and I'll be there. And we'll sing like we've never sung. We'll shout like we've never. Some of us will run like we've never run before. The Bible says we'll soar as eagles. And you know what we'll do? We will praise the Lamb of God, who from the foundation of the earth was slain for your sins and my sins. People say you've got nothing to praise Him about. Let me tell you, 49 years ago, He saved my dying soul and made me a fit subject for the kingdom of God. Tell me I don't have something to praise Him for. I'm saved, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if He did nothing else, I'd still have that to praise Him for and never really get it praised enough. He's been so good to me. As we close in this service, a lot of things happening this week. A lot of things happening to our people. Ron, we're going to pray for you. Bobby, we're going to pray for you. If he and Terry, you could tell him. For that need there and that need, Sister Mary, and how many others today got a need that you need somebody to praise God for the help He's going to send. You know what? We used to sing a song that said, and I'm going to paraphrase, I'm going to praise God because the answer is on its way. This I know. The answer is on its way. You say, well, Roger, you better wait till the answer gets here before you start praising Him. No! Let's start praising Him now for the prayers that God has heard and He has spoken deliverance and victory to you and to me today. Amen. You say you better get it in your hand before you praise Him for it. God is faithful and just. What He's promised, He is able to deliver. And some of you say, Roger, I thought you was going to close. I will. But when the Lord is in the house and praise is going up, some of you today, I believe right there in your pew, you're praying, but you're praising God. What the enemy meant to destroy, God took it and made it for a blessing. Amen. Oh, y'all keep praying like that. I'm going to keep preaching. What the enemy meant to tear you down and take away your hope. Yeah. here comes a lion of the tribe of Judah. He walks in the highways and the byways, and he knows where you're at. And he said, oh, if I could just hear a little praise, we'd hear. You know, you never hear a lion roar until after the victory. And I see a great band of angels camped around us today. You know what the Bible says? If we don't praise him, the rocks and the mountains will. The trees will. Rocks and mountains, trees aren't saved. We are. They have not feelings. We do. Jesus didn't die for them. He died for us. We are the ones that ought to be praising him. Amen? Robin, Sharon, get us a song. That's enough preaching this morning. My invitation is to you today. See, and I got to say this. Some people can't praise God because they're looking at what others has instead of what they have. Amen? I grew up in a time when we didn't have very much. Didn't have very much at all. And you know, most of the meals was just something that was thrown together. Mom make a pot of chili, and she had a pot about this big. And that'd be our food for the week. Some of you say, how in the world did you take it for a whole week? It's better than an ice cube. Amen? And at the risk of some of you not understanding, we were thankful. We were thankful. Because if you ever went to the cupboard and there was nothing. You know, our kids today go to the cupboard or open the refrigerator door and they say, there's nothing to eat. Because there's nothing that you can put in a microwave. Right? God has blessed us so richly. You know, growing up, I've told you this often. We were so poor, we was made fun of. Wore about the same two pair of breeches every week, maybe three at times. Same shirt, same shoes. Didn't have a big selection. And now look at us. God has given us more than we can wear. Amen. And we still sometimes go in the closet and we say, well, I just wore that a month ago. Can I tell you this morning, if you come to see what somebody is wearing, you come for the wrong reason. I didn't come to hear the crowd roar with laughter. I didn't come to see what kind of show could be put on. I didn't come to see what you wear, what outfit you may have on. I come to praise God because he took this poor boy out of the pits of hell, set my feet upon a solid rock, established my God, and gave the devil a black eye. And I say, thank you, Lord. And I praise him for it this morning. I ask you as we close, how many of you this morning have really praised the Lord for all that he has done for you? How many of you really thanked him for all that he has done? For that little bit that you had that God has blessed to just flourish. Yeah. I believe as I look at this audience, every one of us can say, I have more than I need. And yet, some of us still look at what somebody else has got and say, but I don't have what they got. Let me give you a different reference today. They don't have what you have. You've got the Lord. You've got salvation. You've got the Holy Ghost. You've got everything you need to make it along this journey. And you have a friend who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but be with you always, even to the end of this world. Today, we've got those that are having procedures this week. Sharon, I pray for you because I know, how many of you know it's just as hard or harder on the ones that's at the house than it is the one that's in the hospital. Amen. Ron, we're going to praise the Lord. Oh, I'm going to thank him. In fact, I'm not going to wait till Monday. I've already started thanking him. You say, Roger, you're giving false hope. There is no false hope in this book. Oh, somebody ought to be praising the Lord. There's no false hope in this book. What God says, he is able to deliver. And I'm praising him for the victory that's going to come. And you say, but what happens if the test goes south? What happens then? Well, every one of us is on that road. And when I've drawn my last breath and I've sang my last song, don't cry for me as one that hath no hope. But know that I've gone to that place that I've dreamed about, I've read about, and my mansion is waiting over the hillside. Amen? Would you stand while we have a song of invitation? Some of you need to come and pray. Maybe you want to bring someone that's on your heart to this altar and pray for them. Maybe it's yourself that needs a prayer. Would you just trust the Lord? Just trust him today. And say, Lord, I want to praise you for giving me what I have. Saving my soul, giving me life. And such blessings along the way. Listen to that. Oh. If you believe it this morning, raise your hands. Yes. This I know. And listen. Why? Yes. For we pray. While they pause this morning, I know that God has been with us. I have felt his presence in the house of the Lord, and I praise him for it. You know, we would be a miserable, miserable person if we couldn't feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's what's brought many of you through the situations that you've gone through in life. And I've come to confirm to you this morning and remind you the same God that has brought you thus far is still the same God that's in heaven looking down on you and yours. And Tara testified about the ones that have been victorious over cancer with the help of the Lord. And let me just reiterate that God can do all things. And we need to pray that God's will would be done. Because we've seen what he has done in the past. And I pray, when it's my time to leave, Lord, just give me a moment of praise, that I can leave on this side of the river as I'm making my crossing. Amen. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning? Bonnie, I didn't mention you. We're praying for you. She's had surgeries in there now. They're saying she needs another one. We're praying for you. You know. But folks, we have to face reality. None of us is getting younger. Amen. None of us are getting younger. We don't know how many days we have left. If we did, it'd probably scare us to death. Amen. So, there's folks that need to start praising the Lord for what he's done for you. And instead of thinking about all the things that he hasn't done. Right? I know of people that just hate people that God blesses. They speak evil against them. folks, God will never bless them as long as they're in that frame of mind. I believe that. You want the Lord to bless you? Keep His statutes and His laws and live according to His word and be found in the house of God, and God will bless you. Amen? I'll share this and I'll close. Yesterday I was working, piddling around, I guess I should say, and taking an engine out of a wrecked vehicle. And I stopped up at the, see my buddy Chuck, he was there, him and his guys were up there at the office and sitting around. And I went in and I don't even know what brought it up. But Chuck said, "You're one of those hellfire and brimstone preachers, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And I'm proud of it. Amen. Amen? Because that's what got me saved. If you change your message, you've changed their destination. Let's just stay with God and let the world pass us on by. Amen. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Be in much prayer for Brother Ron, Sister Sharon. Tomorrow, as he goes into the hospital, Ron, you may walk in by yourself, but you're not alone. You're not alone. You've got a family that's lifting you up. And let me tell you today, with this family and the Lord, folks, I'd face anything the devil throws at me, because I believe God will give us the victory. And Tara's daddy that has to start some kind of treatment this week, not sure. That's tomorrow also. We pray for him that he's not walking into that cancer center by himself. He could have the whole family. He's still not walking in by himself. He's got God. He's got this church lifting him up today. So pray and praise God as you go through your day. And tell others to come out and be with us in our services every Sunday morning until some things change. And then we'll get back to some type of normalcy here with our services. And Sister Dottie that needs that watchman next month. They're talking about doing that. So let's be much in prayer for her as well. All hearts and minds clear. You know, they used to say that at the end of every service. Right? All right. God bless you. Fellowship one with another. And then come back next week expecting God to do even greater things than He has on this day. And tell these that you're praying for them. Would you do that?